It's something about that phrase "out of time" that rang true to us, and it just stuck with me. I think I heard it in my head one day when I was just listening to the demo of the song, and I thought that for some reason just struck a chord of us getting older. You know, like we're already in our, at that point, I think I mean late 20s, and I thought, out of time, what does that mean to me? Means something in regards to you only have so much time to do the stuff that you want to do.
Day Podcast Radio Show with Bruce Hilliard. Today and every day, reaching out for innovative ideas in every way. Today's show is brought to you by Your Future. It comes with a lifetime guarantee.
You're listening to Seattle's Greet the Sea. Brett Shelton, Nick Pfeiffer, Ryan Mulligan, and Ross Powell.
The songs that I gravitate towards or hang on to, that's what I'm ultimately trying to emulate, is just, you know, a certain mood, a certain atmosphere, and the words themselves can be taken a number of different ways. I think that's probably for the better, because you get too specific and then people you shut people out, or people just can't identify with it. It's kind of the end result, I guess.
That's a cool philosophy, and it works for you guys. I really like it. A knock at the door.
Yeah, I mean, that one's very literal. Come
in. That you didn't have a doorbell.
I mean, that was the first song we wrote.
You were waiting for a pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, and actually, I think that song, so I'm the second newest member of this band, and they had most of A Knock at the Door written, the only song they had, when I joined, so I think that was... Yeah, the first official Greet the Sea song.
Yeah, and I think we changed a bunch of stuff. Once you joined, there was a whole bunch of stuff that was... like, the intro was completely different. There was a number of things that were different. Yeah, that was the first, like, writing endeavor, I think, that we had. Just for reference, basically, Ryan and I and two of our friends started just jamming out in 2012. And you know how things go with bandmates. They didn't really work out. We weren't even really a band back then. We were just kind of, you know, getting together, jamming for fun. And I think you had just returned from Vietnam, wasn't that? And I knew you played bass. A friend referred me to you because I was looking for somebody to play bass, you know, with Ryan and I, and everything just hit off right away. And then a few years later, we picked up Nick, of course. But yeah, the genesis of the band was really just kind of like, let's jam, see what happens. And you know, whatever sticks. But I think it wasn't until you joined, Ross, that we actually wrote stuff down, because I think we were just so into the jam band focus that we just... never bothered to remember what we were playing. So anyway, getting back to A Knock at the Door.
Redirecting the conversation.
that was like a that song. That was our first song back. Like really, I think each of us writing pieces of music and putting it together as a full song. And when I personally approached it to write lyrics to it, I was in the mindset when we started this band, I didn't really particularly have it in my mind that I was going to sing. I actually thought we were going to be an instrumental band when we first started. And as we wrote more and more stuff, I think you guys just thought, and I agree, and convinced me to sing, or that we needed singing in some way involved. And so I just ended up singing. But A Knock at the Door was kind of my first song. And I've sang in other previous bands. I think that's why.
You're a very good vocalist. Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think I get the job done, I guess.
That's what Ryan and I said to him to convince him to actually lay down some tracks.
it's strange because in all the bands I've been in, I've never wanted to be the vocalist. I just kind of ended up getting nominated, which isn't a bad thing. I enjoy singing very much. I enjoy writing lyrics, but I didn't have it in my mind that we were going to be a band with vocals for whatever reason at the time. So writing this song was a challenge for me because I didn't know where to go or what to do. It was a whole different type of music writing vocals to. And I was I had a strong belief that you can ruin not necessarily ruin, but I'll say it, ruin a song with vocals if you sing too much or don't sing enough. And that was kind of always the balance I thought I needed to strike. So the song kind of became me trying to figure out what I was doing vocally again, and I think I wrote the vocals on an acoustic guitar, and had to try and apply that to how it would sound with a full band and electric and everything. But lyrically, where the songs ended up and why I think A Knock at the Door, the title of it, is appropriate for like our first song, was it represents to me like a sudden change of something you don't expect, something that kind of takes you by surprise and changes maybe just your day, changes maybe your month, changes your life, but something unexpected. And I thought I liked the term A Knock at the Door because it's something that doesn't often come unexpected nowadays, where you know you're usually expecting company and they text you that they're there. Whereas somebody knocking at your door unexpectedly would be much more sudden now. I think that term applied to how we kind of ended up in music. It was just like a sudden change for all of us getting back together.
Cleanse for
Take Shelter. When I wrote it down, this is funny because my handwriting was kind of poor, and it looks like I wrote Tax Shelter. So,
also a very good thing to have.
Yeah, so I was thinking from our H&R Block album, we have Tax Shelter. And
I think, Take Shelter was the last song we wrote as a group before we recorded.
I guess that is true. Yeah, that is. We always refer to our songs in numbers in the way that we write them. So that was
took us forever to give songs titles at first. We had it was 1 through 5.
that wasn't a 10:40 then.
And I think Take Shelter. That it's interesting because that was a song that definitely started as a. You played a great bass riff.
It was almost by accident. I think was Ryan playing the drum beat, and then I, just randomly played that bass line, and that kind of got everyone.
It's definitely in conjunction. Yeah. It was like, we were just got together, we were jamming. You guys played something really cool, something really badass, and I was kind of scared that I wouldn't come up with anything good enough to go on top of it. But we ended up, I think, kind of layering the song and finding its voice. But that was one, I think that was probably the best example of a song that just kind of wrote itself. It came together.
Sounds like it was part of it was written in fear then.
Huh? Yeah.
Like Bad News in Phoenix took forever to write. And then Take Shelter was super quick, if I remember correctly. And that just sort of happens in our writing process. Some songs are just a grueling marathon.
Yeah.
And then we have other songs where we write in a session or two.
And it was interesting because one of those that song in particular, you had that main, that intro bass riff, where it was already defined. And then you almost immediately had the melody on the chorus, the dun 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 dun. That part, all those parts were there, and I think it was just a matter of like doing justice for the kind of crescendo and bring it back down, and then really kind of explode at the ending, sort of ending that we ended up with. How many times can I say end in one sentence? I don't know.
Let's not put an end to it.
The song like really was just writing itself as we went along with it, and it took me forever to write vocals or lyrics on top of it. And I think I was actually in the middle of recording other songs when I eventually landed on an idea. But something about that phrase "out of time" that rang true to us, and it just stuck with me. I think I heard it in my head one day when I was just listening to the demo of the song, and I thought that for some reason just struck a chord of us getting older. we're already in our, at that point, I think I mean late 20s, and I thought, out of time, what does that mean to me? Means something in regards to you only have so much time to do the stuff that you want to do.
Thank you.
So I hope you don't mind me asking, how old are you guys?
So Ryan and I are 29.
Nick and I are 31.
Out of time.
Yep, we are. We have crossed the time threshold.
But not by my standards, no.
You got no, 30 came and went very fast. And 31, I can't even remember my I gotta do math. When somebody asks me my age, I gotta think about it now.
Yeah, there's a really bad saying that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. I don't know who came up with that. It's not original. I don't want to be credited for that.
It's accurate, though.
That's probably the most accurate description of aging.
We'll be playing July 6th at Clock Out Lounge in Seattle.
That's correct. Yeah, we're playing with Dear Heart and Mansions.
Dear Heart's releasing a full-length album.
I wish you guys the very best, and you were terrific. Maybe we can do this again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks really for taking the time to interview us. Yeah,
great. So cool. All right. You guys have a good evening.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
You too. Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye.